Hi guys, I'm out here on the trail. Let me ease you in my purse right quick. I hope it's not making any noise since I was trying not to make it that the mic won't pick up. I'm out here on the trail. It's nice out here. It rained and the trees grew pretty fast. I always think about that too when I drink water. I said, "Ooh, I'm gonna drink a lot of water, and my hair and my skin will look so good." But it rained here. I have Luda with me too, by the way. It rained here, and the trails are pretty crowded. I had to move a couple of leaves out the way and branches because everything's crowded up. But what I want to talk about, I need to go and look. I should have went back and looked and got the name. But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put the name on top of my I think I can on the podcast or down in the link, but I'm sure everyone followed this person. I think she's a lady or a man, I can't remember right now, but she goes around New York and she asks people, you know, how they met, you know, like how did you meet? And then some people say, "Oh, I was in college," or some people say, "I was working, or I was at this party and I saw her." And we got together, we've been together now about 10 years, 15 years, 5 years. Well, today, if y'all saw that today, she stopped this couple and she said, I'm gonna say she, I think it's a she. And she said, "How you met?" Don't mess with the caterpillar, Lulu. She said, "How you met? Did y'all just stop it for a minute? Did y'all hear about the going up a hill, getting a little windy here?" Did y'all hear about the caterpillars? So, you know, here in Houston, there's caterpillars everywhere. These big blonde, and some of them are black. Caterpillars, they're all over the place. And they're furry. And they had them on the news. There are so many. They are talking about it on the news. And they're saying that these are a different kind of one. And don't touch them because it would irritate your hand. It would burn. It would sting. You know, all that kind of stuff. Well, my little nephew Levi, he touched one before we saw it on the news, and he was okay. But now since I saw that on the news, I don't want Lulu putting a little nose on him, you know. Well, getting back, so this morning she stopped them and she asked them, the couple on Instagram. She said, "Well, how did you all meet?" And she says, "Well, we met 29 years ago. I was 20, and he dumped me. And at 50, we reunited, and they've been together, I guess, a few years after since." And y'all know what I was thinking. So, y'all know I keep saying I'm trying to learn along with you all, but y'all know what I was thinking. So, I went in the comments and see what they were thinking. And in the comments, they were thinking what I was thinking. Why would she take him back after 30 years? You know, it's obvious that he was out there shooting the breeze, swinging by the chandelier, being player of the year, because here he is at 50. He's not married. Now, we don't know that now, okay? We don't know that because don't mess with the caterpillar. Ah! We don't know that because, you know, we don't know that. He could have been married and divorced. Who knows? But anyway, a lot of people said, "Why would you take them back?" And yeah, some people say, you know, it's like it's a love story. You know, it's not a love story to me. I'm gonna tell you why. When she was 20, she met him at 20. She met him at this rugby place. Please, y'all go out there. I could call his whole name out because he brought up his name, and I'm gonna tell you how he brought up his name, how full of him he is of himself. So. She say, "Yeah, I met him at the rugby place and he dumped me and da 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 da." And then he go on to say, "Yeah, she came to the rugby place 30 years later. She said she was there. She jumps in. She was there. And she told him that she knew this guy named John." I won't say his last name. She knew this guy named John. And he said, "Oh, John." And then he jumps in. He said, "Yeah, John is a legend." He called himself a legend. He said, "John is a legend. And yeah, he's still here." And that's how they hooked up. Now, the reason why it's not a love story, because think about that. She was 20. She was starting her life. There are so many things they could have done between 20 and 50. So many things they could have done together. They could have built together. So many memories. They could have had so many memories. And now it's 50. They're 50. All those wasted years. Like, really? Lulu, I think it's this way. Hold on for a second. We're trying to get out the deep, deep down in the woods, and we're trying to come out of the woods. Let me see. Okay, I need to hike this hill. She does too. Well, let me pick her up. I don't think she needs hold on. Hold on for a second. It's a small hill. But my baby can't do no heels. She's a princess. Oh, goodness. That hill was a lot. So, it's so much they could have done. There's so much they could have done. And now, you know, she's 50. There's nothing wrong with being 50. It would be okay if they went from 20 to 50 together and was still making more memories at 50. But to dump her at 20 and he gone off somewhere else and made memories with someone else, and that person didn't stick around, obviously, or he did not stick around, because we don't know his background. We don't know if he was married, but we do know this here, that he's single at 50. So no telling what went on there. And then for him to say, John, he called himself a legend. Can you just imagine what really went on if he did get married and the reason why he is divorced? But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the memories. So no, I personally wouldn't have taken them back. I don't think no one should, because think about it. All the things they could have done. All the things they could have done. That's the thing, people, when I'm gonna go to friendship too. When friendship, when boyfriend, girlfriend, when they break up, okay, and they let so much time get in between, there's no going back. No one's going back to rewrite this story. You're not going back to rewrite this story, I hope. I know I'm not. Too much time has passed. 30 years has passed. It's so much you could have done. So much fun you could have had. So my answer was no. Y'all go over there and take a look at it. I want to say it's the name of the Instagram page. It's like, I know it's a DOS. Is it DOS Society? I'm sure you all look at it. I'm going to put it down below so y'all can go over there and look at it. But yeah, to me, it was just like, you know, why are you back with him? You know, why are you back with him? But, you know, she still cared for him. I think she said something about love. I don't think that's, what is it? What's that old saying? I don't think that's enough love in the world to make you want to go back. Yeah, I don't think so. And I often wonder too, after I saw that, I wonder about what did she do? I know she didn't hang around 20, 30 years, you know, harping over him. I mean, what was her background? What was her background? And it made me think about this here. Okay, if she waited on him, well, I'm not saying she waited on him, but if she took him back, let's say that. If she took, well, she did take him back after 30 years, what kind of relationship was she having? I thought I heard somebody. I could have sworn I heard footprints. I'm about to do some kung fu fighting out here. But I wonder what kind of relationships that she was in. What did she allow these men to do? If she is so willingly to take him back after she said he dumped her, and now she's back with him after 30 years. So it makes me wonder about her background. Was she a doormat? Was she just letting people walk all over her? You know, it just makes me wonder, because she's single too. You know, I always say this here. Past behavior is come back, Lulu, is a predictor of future behavior. Okay? So I'm looking at her past behavior. She took him back after 30 years. What was she allowing these people to do? You know, I mean, I sound like I'm angry with her. I'm not angry with her. I wish she would have made better choices. I don't know her, but she's still a woman. And women, we stick together. And I wish I would have been her girlfriend back then, because I think she was in these relationships where she just let people do as they want. Did she have a relationship where somebody went in and out? Did she get married? And she just let the marriage, just him do whatever, because she took this guy back after 30 years. And he's so full of himself. He said she asked the guy, I think she was saying that part. She said, I asked the guy that I knew, a guy here, a rugby player here. And that's what he said. Yeah, she asked John so-and-so. He said it's his last name. And that guy said, yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend. So I think what I'm getting at is this here, is that if you do have a friend, girl, or a friendship, and y'all fall out, try to repair that right away. There's no going back. Or if you're in a relationship and you and that person, you have a disagreement or whatever, you had a disagreement and he's taking too long to say he's sorry, do not take him back after a year. Do not take him back after 2 months, because that was time wasted. I'm holding Lulu. She's killing me. She's heavy. Hold on. You put it down. So, and it's hot out here too. I think it's like, is it 90 today? I have on shorts and I wore an army green shirt. I think that's supposed to, you're not supposed to wear a black in the sun or all that kind of jazz. But come here, sweetie. Now she want to go over here and run and get the ducks. So what I'm saying is this here. If you and your guy friend or boyfriend or your partner, lover, wherever he is to you, and whatever you are to him, if you all have a disagreement, come on now. Guys, I'm speaking to guys. Make up. Don't wait a month later or 2 months later. And I say to you, if he's waiting so long to realize his mistakes, don't take him back. And it also depends on how bad it was, whether or not you would take him back. Because that's probably one of the reasons why he's not reaching out, because he knows you're not taking him back. But let's just say it's something, a little disagreement, a little scuffle, a little puffle, as I like to say. Yes, if he calls you back, y'all get back together. But if he's calling you back in a month that went by, 2 months that went by, I'm going to give it a year. If a year went by, that's a long time, y'all. Don't take him back. Just think about all the things, all the memories could have been in that year that he wasted, you know. And as for her, it's 30 years. They could have done so much. They could have done so much. Because one thing, too, you can still have this at 50. But you know, when you're younger, in your 20s, you have this adventurous side, you know. He may say something like, let's be Tarzan and Jane swinging through the trees. And then you'll be like, yeah, let's do it. And y'all will actually put some ropes together, swing through the trees and break a couple of legs and go to the hospital. But at 50, you say something about they swing through the trees. You're like, uh-uh, brother. Mm-mm. You can't do it. You don't have the energy to tie the rope. So she missed out on so much of him. He missed out on so much of her. So that's all I want to talk about today. I had a different podcast, but when I saw that this morning, I said, let me hop on. Let Tracy hop on her soapbox. Let her hop on her horse. Sometimes I have to laugh at myself. Sometimes I think I'm crazy. But anyway, let me ease my purse out. I don't want to make too much noise in y'all ear. And I'll talk to you guys later. And then you know what you could do too? If y'all feel like I'm wrong, because some of you will, ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, y'all, it's a beautiful turtle out here. He's so beautiful. He got his baby turtles and stuff with him. I guess he's mama turtle. I think he's daddy turtle. He's pretty big. He's daddy turtle. But if y'all feel like I'm wrong, go ahead and DM me too. Also, too, I want to tell y'all, the Sephora sale, I'm sure all the ladies know, it is happening. I happen to be, I started out pretty early. You know, VIB, it was root first. We root, I had to say, listen to me what I was getting ready to say. We first, like I'm somebody. Root is first, then VIB, and then, you know, the other ones. Doesn't matter what level you are. Like I say, it's, I think I get 30% off, the next person get 20% off. It's nothing being proud of being rouge, because I mean you buy too much makeup, and I buy too much makeup. And so, but this time I barely got anything. I got, let me tell you what I got. I got Denise. Is it, what's it, Denise last name? Goss, Gross. I got Denise. I got two face masks and I got two eye masks. Her eye masks are the best. I think it's Denise Gross. I can't think. But yeah, it's Denise. But her eye mask, y'all, it's the best because yeah, I know I work those long hours being a realtor, and I can get pretty dark up under the eyes and pretty baggy under the eyes, like I'm carrying luggage or something. And so I got two of those because I already had a two. And then I got, what did I say I get? Oh, is it Tatcha? Tatcha? I call it Tatcha, but I think it's, I should have looked up the names. If I could see them in my head, I could pronounce it. But I got Tatcha. I got that. She has a new lip tint. And I got two of those. And this time, I shocked myself. I got color. Normally, I'm more of a light pinkish girl or a new lip type of girl. Let me stick myself back in my purse again. I'm gonna do it real slightly. So maybe I could put it in my pocket. And y'all won't hear so much noise because I need to pick up Lulu. She wants some water. So I got the Tatcha lip tint. I got that. And this time I got two of those. They come in four or five different colors, probably more. I got that, and this time I got color. And I wore one of the colors today. It looked really nice on me. I was like, okay, maybe I need to keep on getting things with color, lips with color, lipstick with color, because I don't want to go like pink, peach, that kind of thing. And by living in Houston, let me tell y'all something about that. Living in Houston, I have the most beautiful coloring. The most beautiful coloring. I mean, my face is like, my whole body is like toasting, you know. And so that made me want to get color. And so it's so pretty. I don't know if I ever go back to news and clears and all that kind of stuff. And also I got the Clarion. The Clarion lip oil. Lip oil. I love a good lip oil. I got that. I got two. And they were a deep shade too. They were a deep color, a deep shade. That bitch right there too hot. We can't sit there while I give her some water. Let me go over here to the table. I got that. And I got, oh, Josie Maran. I've been watching Josie. Oh my gosh. I had to be like in my 30s when I started watching Josie. She was on QVC. She has a new, it's a body butter. That's what I'm gonna say it is. And I got the big tub. Oh my goodness, y'all, it smells so good. And I still have the Fenty body butter, which I love. And I still have four of those that I had bought like a while ago. And y'all, I overbuy sometimes. I think I bought like 10 of them because I love them. And I still have four of those. But I got let me ease this out of my purse. I got the, my pocket. I got the Josie Maran new body butter. Oh my God, y'all, it smells so good. It does my skin. It does my skin like wonders. I mean, oh my God. Y'all, the next guy I meet, he's gonna love me. He's gonna love me. He's gonna say, that girl smells good. My skin so soft. All my life I've been into skincare. I remember being 14 and I started putting Clearasil on my face, and it was for acne, but I didn't have any acne, but I liked the way it made my face. So, oh yeah, I'm telling you something else I got too. I got this Glossier, I guess how y'all pronounce it. The Glossier, it's BAU, it's like a bomb, BAUMER. Y'all tell me, but it's Glossier. Okay, y'all, it's like when you put your moisturizer on, you put that on top. It's only like $30. Well, not 30% off, y'all. Oh, I did good. I think I spent it all. I didn't spend that much. Normally, when Sephora have they sell like that, I could easily spend. I'm ashamed to say, I better not say, but it's over $1,000. I tell you that, I can easily spend that. It's okay, Lulu. I take a little water. What they say when your water, she choked on her water. The water is too strained or it's too thin or whatever. But I got the Glossier. I'm gonna call it a balm, but I don't think it's pronounced that. But what it does, and I have used it in the last 3 days. So let's say you put before you go to bed at night. You know how you lotion your. You okay, Lulu? You okay, my sweet girl? You say, I'm okay. I'm okay, Tracy. Oops, I don't think she is. Here, get some water. Come here. Find that cracker I gave my baby. But let's say you know how you lotion yourself, right? And you put this on. It on top of the lotion. It locks in the moisture for the whole night. Y'all, it is so nice. And of course, I got the what is that Sephora brand? I like a lot of this stuff too. So I got the I never could say the word right. Serum. My mom get mad at me because I don't say it right. But it's Serum. Serum. Well, y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, I got that. I got the glow one. So, you know, that's real nice. But I already had the, what is it? Is it Sunday? Is it Sunday, Riley? I got the big one of that. And I put it on at least. Probably 2 times out the week. You're not a big one. I wish I was at home. I want to say Sunday Riley, but I got the big one. I got that like a few. I've been wearing that actually over 2 years, but I got a new one. So I put that on too, like maybe 2 times out the week. But you know, when you want to put on your makeup, I like the Sephora one, the Glow Serum. That's it, serum. I kept thinking, how should I? Y'all, I used to be a substitute teacher. And this girl can't pronounce nothing. But and I was subbing for years too. But yeah, serum. The more it come to me, I'm getting the word right. Serum. But I like that. I like that one. So by Sephora. I really like it. And I had just a tinge of it. But I did not spend a lot this time. I only spent like maybe $700, $800, or something like that. I got some lashes, you know, stuff like that. I didn't get a lot, not like I normally would, because I'm pretty stocked. But I tell you one thing, I want to get. And no one probably heard of this before, but it's Elizabeth. It's a perfume that I used to buy. Well, the brand is Elizabeth, but the perfume is something else. But I used to buy out in California, and it used to be she had her own little personal store. I'm running out of that, so I might hop on online. See, can I get it online? I don't think I can. And then something else I want to buy too, my silk little cap I get from Nordstrom's. Yeah, I can't find it. Yeah, I know I moved the other day, and I can't find it. So I need to go to Nordstrom's to get the I never did buy the pillowcase. I hear some people buy the pillowcase. Not me. I just buy that, the little thing to go on my head at night. And be honest with you all, I don't really wear anything on my head at night, to be honest. But when I think about it, and because I paid $90 for it, every now and then I'm like, I want to put that thing on. I paid $90 for it. But a lot of times, go to sleep and there's nothing. I put nothing on my head. My hair just be all over the place in the morning, you know. I've been looking like Don King. But that's all I bought. So in case y'all want to go ahead and go to this Sephora sale, make sure you get the Tatcha lip tint. Oh, I love it. And like I say, that's new. That's new. But everybody know about the Clarins lip oil. And I think a lot of people buy the Dior. I got a Dior one, just one. But I really like the clarion. I do. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go, and I'll talk to you guys later. Talk to you on Monday. Monday is going to be about, I might release it on Sunday, but Monday I want to talk about, you know how some people, y'all break up, and y'all think about your ex, you think, you know, what he's doing, you know, he's in this relationship, everything you wanted him to do, he's doing over there. I'm going to talk about that. I got some interesting little tales. I'm going to talk about that. Don't bark, Lulu. I knew she's going to bark. Yeah, he looking at her. He looking at her like, what little piece squeak more here? She 14 pounds. He about 50, 61. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I'm just rambling on. Just a quick little chit-chat thing I'm doing in the park. Bye-bye, guys. And have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.